And that I always tell people, because I'm real, you know what you are? You're that hard pill to swallow, the truth.
Wait, listen,
that's going to be my nickname for you, the truth.
Listen, I make fun of myself. I make fun of myself. My therapist told me I'm not humble emotionally. I said, goddamn. I know there was a humble emotionally blackhead. Goddamn, it's crazy. Okay, let's get into some news. Real quick, because I want to get into this mix. We got some great music here. The Game just dropped a new album. So back to school season at Quebec colleges marked by shortages of teachers, support staff. With 1 week to go before the start of the new school year, the Centrale des Syndicats du Québec, the CSQ, says it is concerned that some CSQs will be unable to offer certain services and even some courses due to lack of staff. What are you talking about? What about the kids?
See,
what about the kids? We have, okay, now. I told y'all not to play with that bill. Y'all want to ban the teachers with the hijabs and the crosses. Like, that was changing the education. Like, I'm a person of purpose, right?
Yeah.
Show me the purpose. Like if you do something with intent, show me what's the purpose of it. You know what I mean? What was the hope of that? Now we have a shortage of teachers. So, Maddie, we can't even offer some classes, education? Because there's no teachers?
That's not even the worst part. Listen, we have shortages in teachers, but we have shortages when it comes to the medical profession as well. Nurses. I know nurses. I have a friend of mine who's a nurse who wrote to me, said, guess what? Don't tell anybody. I'm leaving Quebec. I'm like, go. She's like, I got a job offer.
You don't tell everybody in the morning.
Go. You know, but I didn't say her name.
No, okay.
I know many nurses.
No, so
the thing is now with the, let's say, like the healthcare system.
It's horrible.
When the shortage of nurses and all that. It's actually good for people like me who have agencies, because now we increase our price on them.
You got an agency?
Okay, Big Will, talk it. Okay, talk.
Well, we need to talk
it, Big Will.
We're able to pay our staff better.
The morning detour is where big business comes to play.
That's right.
That's a new slogan. So the attractiveness of both the private and public sectors is causing a shortage of teachers, particularly in computer technology, industrial electronics technology, nursing, like you said, and pharmacy technology. See, you know your shit. That's what's up. Valley Point has some issues with this other stuff here. Slashing tuition fees for foreign students in the regions penalizes Montreal, according to Valley Point. So Montreal Mayor Valley Point on Tuesday joined university executives and the city's Chamber of Commerce in criticizing Quebec's decision to cut tuition fees for foreign students who pursue post-secondary studies in the province's outlying regions. Labor Minister Jean Boulet, we have a lot of ministers in this country, in this province. So Labor Minister Jean Boulet in May unveiled an $80 million four-year program aimed at encouraging international students to undertake post-secondary studies in French outside the Montreal metropolitan areas. So, for those who know, foreign university students who qualify under the program will now pay the standard tuition fees paid by Quebecers, about $3,000 a year, instead of $24,000.
Which is still not even bad, because the U.S. is bad.
U.S. is bad, but hold on, Lambo. I'm going to need some of that money, though. Hold on. They were paying $24,000, and now they're going to pay $3,000.
That price cut?
Meet me at $18,000. Lambo, meet me at $18,000. Stop
not,
it.
That's not even a boho price cut. Like, that's a little too much. You know, the thing that we need to talk about here, I'm going to say it. A lot of people are thinking it. There's all this money, $235 million for this and $80 million for that, and they put that stupid ring downtown, $14 million with some Iron Man in the front. Why do we still have potholes if we have all this money?
I'm going to tell you why we have potholes. I watched the documentary on it.
Damn.
We're not using the proper chemical to plug up the holes. And what happens with the chemical that we're using to plug up the holes is counterreacting with the salt that we're using for the snow.
They need to take a hint from Germany and Switzerland, because there's a way that I watched the documentary and how they fix it. See, you and I, we love documentaries. Yeah.
Listen. In Quebec, we all know. Listen, man.
Let's tell the listeners who don't know from the States who really don't know
Quebec.
We're gonna
do an episode about scammers. But in Montreal, if you didn't know, you have the mob Italian guys with the construction company, and then you have the other guys with the construction company with the independent contracts, and it's a hustle.
It is.
You know what I mean? They get money to fix it. They don't use the best equipment. Mm. You know, it gets mashed up. You pay me again to do the same work.
Yeah.
They're literally filling up the same potholes over and over again. It's funny. This is the hustle.
It is the hustle.
This is the city. This is the hustle.
It's worse than Nigeria. It's worse than 419
hustle.
There's
potholes in Nigeria?
Pothole.
I thought it was all gravel.
It's not
my boy said the mob in Thailand. They're not all mobs.
It's not pothole. The thing is so big. They call it craters.
It's a crater?
The crater is so big, it can swallow a whole truck. An 18-wheeler.
So you're telling me in Nigeria, there's roads with big crater holes?
Hey, listen. listen, my Nigerian people, you didn't know.
So what do you do? Am I just driving into the Serengeti?
You know the road. If you go from Lagos, you want to go to Warri or where?
Warri? Are there girls with clubs? Like, I want to go where the big juicy African bums are.
If you want to go there,
no body shaming.
It's not Lagos. Then you have to go to Benin.
I like the sound of that.
Port au Quartz is where Burna Boy is from. He can tell you.
Okay. Well, listen. I don't have the stature like Burna Boy, but I definitely have the deep voice.
It's okay. We're gonna go to Nigeria and do a show.
You think I do well in Africa? I don't go anywhere without sales now.
Like, he has to come with us.
No, because I look at successful people. I used to look at Russell Simmons and Puffy, and I'm like, okay, that's why I got into yoga and meditation. I'm like, okay, if these guys are major players and they're doing so much things, these are the things they're doing to get their well-being 100%. And to get their mental health under wraps. I look at Kevin Hart, and he has his Red Cup gang. I say, yo, I'm rolling with my nigga Sale.
DJ Maddie comes with us.
Sales, Maddie, Shondell. This is my crew. I got my intern, OG Marco. This is how I'm moving. But I ain't moving without sales.
No.
Rick, RG Music. I'm going to put his business out there. RG Music want to do his family thing. I'm angry at all my married friends. Fuck them.
Hold on.
I got to put it. We did a disclaimer at the beginning of the show?
No, we didn't.
I apologize. The ideas and views and opinions expressed by Weezy Boo, Jason Lambo, is solely that does not reflect upon CKT or the McGill University.
We need to record that. Just play it at the beginning of the show. That's the first drop of the show.
I hate all my married friends. One of my boys hit me up. He's like, my boy Andy, my Dominican friend. He's like, yo, I'm doing some of my house on Saturday. I want you to pull up. I haven't seen you in a while. I said, you my guy. We fested in. I said, Andy. I said, fuck you. I said, I'm trying to be like you, Andy. You got the house with the kids. You the blueprint. Like, let me be sick and tired of my married friends that have a house and stuff. They want to show you the flaws. He won't be like, yeah, you know, I got the house, but, you know, there's some cracks. Like, what do you say? You brought the girl up from Dominican. She was making the empanadas for me from scratch. The thing tasted like gold in my mouth. I thought I was in Punta Cana all over again.
Yeah, to all the Dominicans.
I hate people that have it. I hate people that have it and they don't want to punch holes in this stuff. Like, don't tell me about the cracks. Where's the cracks? Do I see the cracks when I come? I don't see the cracks. True. I see you got the island, there's empanadas. You guys know how I like
myself. You see why? Because you're that kind of person that doesn't look for those things. You have haters. Going back to haters, you have haters that'll come to your house going, oh, I see that. Oh, I see. Listen, meanwhile, they ain't got shit. But they see everything.
We going over. hold on, man. I should have took off my hoodie. I'm fucking blazing. I apologize.
It's a beautiful hoodie.
Shout out to Cream Clothing, man.
I don't know how you're doing it.
I'm about to take it off. I would have rather to take it off before I go into this next one. Okay, let's get to some serious stuff right now because, you know, we've been talking about this language police for a while, so let's get into it for real. So, apparently, Quebec Anglophones make more money on average than Francophones. According to the Office Québécois de la langue française.
Of course, it's that, like, Office, come on.
Québécois, the OQLF.
Let's do it. The OQLF is saying that. But it's the French folk that are saying that the English folk. Listen, stop.
I think it's conspiracy, but let's give the people the story. So, an OQLF study suggests Quebec Anglophones, people whose mother tongue is English or English and another language other than French, make more money on average than Francophones people whose mother tongue is French or French and another language other than English. Okay, real quick. If most of the businesses in Montreal are English, wouldn't that just be the fact off top?
Most of the businesses are not English. They can't be.
But hold on. The study also showed that people who most often, this is the gray zone, Maddie.
Yo.
How do you quantify that? People who most often spoke only English at work made more money on average than people who most often only speak French.
But they weren't allowed to. So how is that even possible when they tell you you're not allowed to speak it? The language police are there for a reason. Wheezy.
The study is based on figures from 2015 reported in 2016 census. The OQLF, Office Québécois de la langue française, released the results on August 5th, 2022. Y'all kind of slow with these release dates, though.
Really slow. A couple years too slow.
They worse than a Rihanna album. This shit never going to come out. God damn. The thing was done in 2016. We about to go in 2022. Now y'all won't come out. I tell people, whether you're Francophone, you got to watch the play. They did this in 2015. It didn't even come out in 2018. 2021, 2022, now you won't come out with your findings.
It's because they're getting a lot of pressure because of the bills. The bills for the anti-language. Why can't we coexist? First of all, I don't know if you've been noticing, they're talking about other languages, because other people are standing up saying, well, you know what, our mother tongue is not English or French. There's so many languages because we are super multicultural in Montreal.
No, you're not. You're not multicultural. There's no multicultural in Montreal. François Legault says there's no multicultural.
No, I'm saying, listen, François Legault, he knows how I feel about him, because the years I worked in the news, he knows how I feel. But I'm just saying there's multiculturalism. There are other languages. Why can't we coexist? We're turning into, what is it called? Somebody said,
no,
Chinata?
We're turning into a dictatorship where it's like, it's
worse.
It's like this fake war against the English language. So the agency whose mission includes, the agency I'm referring to is the OQLF, it's the Office Québécois de la Langue Française, whose mission includes monitoring language use in the province, said in the August release that the study shows the importance of protecting and strengthening the use of French at work. And listen, let's be honest. Ain't nobody want to talk French at work, man. Like, why can that just be a thing? Nobody wants to talk French at work.
First of all, it's not even the international business language. Let's go to business. We want to make sure that people can elevate in business. International. I studied international business and law. The international business language is English. Yeah. So why do you want to stifle that? So basically, you're trying to stifle business in Quebec. That's number one.
Yeah.
Number two, you're sitting there talking about, oh, we need to speak French. We need to do this.
We got to strengthen the language, Lambo. It needs to be strengthening.
There's so many languages that are in Montreal that we need to strengthen. And we need to just, why can't we just coexist? This is turning into communism. My mother lived in the former Soviet Union, and she always says, this is turning into pure communism.
Ask Marco. Yo, these young bucks don't know nothing what's going on.
Why can't we just coexist? Why can't we have multiple languages? I'm multilingual. I speak so many languages. Why can't we just coexist together? Because the fact is, we need to turn out, I'm going to say this because people don't listen. Think about voting. October 3rd is the provincial election.
Yeah, tell them.
There are some people I will not vote for, but we need to look.
Tell us who you're not voting for. Let's get mixy this morning. Who are you not voting for? Yo, Maddie is already leaning off the tribe to come Maddie's eye.
What I'm saying is that we need to look at, we have power in numbers. We have power in our voice, but we don't talk about voting. Black folks, listen, the black community, we're like, oh, I don't know if my voice matters. It matters. We need to go out and vote, okay? Because if we don't vote, then Legault, whose numbers are going up right now, will stay. And this form of communism will continue to grow. All these bills and everything that is stifling humanity, and it goes against. Remember, I'm a person who has been advocating for human rights for 10 years. This goes against human rights.
Yeah, no, definitely.
It's enough. So you need to go out October 3rd. Go vote. Anybody at this point besides Legault, look at it. And one thing I'm going to say before I stop my rant, we're not always going to agree with the person we're going to vote for. So if you get 60-70% of what you believe in the person is doing, vote for them. You will never have 100%. Even in relationships, you're never going to have 100%.
Well, goddamn, Lambo. How many different ways are you going to give them? Okay, I agree with it. No one's ever said it like that. Yes, if I could get 60 or 70% from you, I think that's a win.
Yes.
This idea that you need to be 100% everything that I need is messed up. But you do have to vote for someone that at least the proportion is a majority of what you're in favor of.
Of basic human rights.
This witch hunt that the French language is under attack, this is not going to back it.
No.
A study from 2015 saying that Anglophones, but there are more Anglophones, but like, show me the numbers on how many Anglophones to Francophones that are employed.
2015.
And then you got to juxtapose that sales with, okay, Anglophones and Francophones employed, and what kind of company are they employed to, English or French? See, they omit that, right? Nobody won't talk about that. Because we're all stupid, right? Because all Anglophones are black people, we're all dumb.
Yeah, apparently.
Show me the juxtaposition of that. Don't just say, oh, English people make more than the French people. That's what we got to strengthen the language. Show me, okay, where are the English people working, and what companies are they working for? Show that. Because if most people are working at Amazon, you know what I mean? Amazon, English company, and it's mostly people working there, yeah, the numbers are going to be skewed.
Exactly.
But they think we're all idiots. I know a little bit of facts. I've been watching Young Sheldon too all week. So
yes,
I've been binge watching Young Sheldon. Shout out to the young geniuses. Real quick, Zellers is coming back. In case you didn't know, Hudson Bay to resurrect discount retail chain Zellers.
What kind of prices, though?
Well,
you're the money man. I like that. You like numbers. I like numbers too.
The company says, Big Will, the relaunch Zellers will offer a digital-first shopping journey that taps into the nostalgia of the brand. We need to tap into the nostalgia of the price.
Exactly.
Don't talk to me. You know what I mean? Sales. I keep telling you, sales. You got to see the verbiage, the vocabulary. I don't care about the brand. I care about the price. What is the bottom line, Lambo?
Listen, it's all Zellers, about the bottom line.
Zellers and Hudson Bay, if you're listening, Big Will Comedy accepts sponsorships. So hit us up. We could help you with the branding. We'll get you black folks. We'll even get you white folks and all kinds of things. So hit us up. 514-434-4426. At Big Will 514. We do accept sponsorships.
I'm going to have to make a contract with Big Will and have to manage him too. Put you under my roster.
Of course.
Because I'm good at negotiating.
Got you. Yeah, for sure. Hit us up.
Okay. Real quick before I go. You know, I got to hit you guys with I'm going to hit you guys with two science facts because I like to do science. You know what I mean? It's because we're black as me. We're not smart.
Show them how intelligent you are.
So real quick. Dog test positive for monkeypox.
If you would have said a monkey.
Listen, I don't even know what to do with myself. All y'all are a bunch of liars. You guys are a bunch of hypocrites. I know I'm not the only one. One, in my house, pretending like I'm in prison. Two, thinking about how many bullet wounds I can take.
Yes.
And three, thinking about, yo, how am I going to dodge the monkeypox? Because man, them real talk, I ain't trying to get no rash on my anus. I'm telling you guys, big man talk. I'll tell you that one time. Because, yo, now I've been watching a lot of these dystopian shows on Netflix. These end of the world shows.
Stop.
Let me tell you, a medical publication has recently published the evidence of the first probable case of the monkeypox virus being transmitted from a human to a domesticated animal such as a dog. Transmission of the monkeypox among animals such as cats and dogs had never earlier been recorded, but now they have.
Yeah,
so here we are.
Because we're here talking about it in Canada. I've lived in Africa, and we know in Africa these diseases a lot of the time come from bushmeat. It comes from Africa.
What is bushmeat? Can I eat it? Can I fry it? Can my girl make some durian and put some sauce?
I didn't eat bushmeat, so.
Can I
eat bushmeat.
What? You keep saying it. What is bushmeat? Let me know.
The animals you find in the bush now. You think you're going to find a goat walking down the road. It's bush. They find bushmeat. You're gonna find a cow walking. Bushmeat is a cow.
Okay, let's be clear. So you're saying that anything I find on the road in Africa is, and I eat it, is called bushmeat.
It's bushmeat.
Now, what is the cons to the bushmeat?
The cons that we're reading about right now.
No, my chest. Listen, I'll tell you guys about this too. Scientists plan to resurrect an animal that's been extinct since 1936. Now, I don't know if this is the best decision. You know, we talked about a couple months ago before you came on. You know, the glaciers melted. Yeah. They found a kind of parasite and stuff like that.
I remember that shit.
I don't know. We have enough problems as is.
We don't need any more.
Yo, we need to jail some of these scientists, man. They're going too far for the name of exploration.
So
almost 100 years after extinction, the Tasmanian tiger, I don't know if you ever saw this.
Yep.
I'll pull a picture. The Tasmanian tiger may live once again. Scientists want to resurrect the striped carnivorous marsupial. God damn, I already got through that.
Carnivorous. That's carnivorous. The key. Carnivorous.
You heard that, Manny? Carnivorous marsupial.
We don't want that.
Officially known as Tickle-a-sing, which used to...
Somebody's going
to
call it Tickle-a-ting.
Tickle-a-ting. Yo, what do you guys want me to do, brother? Yo, black man, these words are tough in the morning, man.
Tickle-a-ting, that's what we're going to call it.
Which used to roam the Australian bush. See, more bush.
Bushmeat.
Yeah, we got to go into this mix, but real quick, I got to let y'all know. Apple warns of security flaws for iPhones, iPads, and Macs. So Apple disclosed serious security vulnerabilities for iPhones, iPads, and Macs that could potentially allow attackers to take complete control of your device. So Apple released two security reports about the issue on Wednesday, although they didn't receive wide attention outside of tech publications. No, you didn't get attention from me. So Apple's explanation of the vulnerability means a hacker could get full admin access to your device. Yo, like... Why isn't this on CNN?
I need to close this. I have a whole bunch of Apple devices running.
I know.
Right now.
Listen, man. Can we just bring back BlackBerry, man?
Yes.
Like, let's just bring back BlackBerry. Can we just bring back BBM? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
miss BlackBerry BBM.
Why did I buy into the Apple? I knew something was shifty. Think about it.
The phone looked too sexy.
No, the phone looked sexy. But think about it, Lambo. Nothing good ever came from Apple. You got Sleeping Beauty. You got Beauty and the Beast. There's nothing good that ever came from any Disney
Adam
movie.
Adam and Eve. We talk about
Adam and Eve. Nothing good. Nothing good ever came from Apple. And now you have this company where their logo is the Apple that's been into. So it's not even a full Apple X. I'm gonna think, okay, you're a virgin. You're full. You're not sinful. Mm. It's Apple that's been into.
Yeah.
So Apple's already flawed by
it's
design.
Flawed. Yeah.
It's flawed by design. But no, listen, they won't talk about it. They say we just a black show.
We will.
We just
talk
urban.
About it.
You know what I mean? I know what I'm talking
about.
We're
educating people.
They're saying that it's vulnerable and they have full access. Listen, let me play some music. This thing is filthy this morning. When we come back, the Young Bucks are in the building.
Yes.
Wave Off Entertainment. That's they're bringing together photographers, fashion designers, whatever artists you are. They're creating a platform for them to showcase their skills and their talents. We got to highlight them, man. It's the Morning Detour. Number one morning show in the country, man. The Morning Detour. DJ Matt, what are we going into now? Let's go into some fire right now. Let's play some Nicki Beach, man. Let's play that new game, man.
Yes.
Wait, what are you starting with? Otherwise,
he's confident. It's his birthday. He's like, I'm confident.
That try it thing and lean in. Sometimes in life, you just got to try a thing. Woo. You know how things set up. There we go. Watch RG. Watch RG. Tickle a thing.
Yeah, tickle a thing. Tickle a thing.
Tickle a thing. You know, there we go.
Y'all about to find out who I am.
It's the real Stefano. It's about to get real in here.
It's the Morning Detour Show.
Yes, I just want to talk to her a little bit. It's Friday morning. If you want to stay home, I ain't mad at you. Talk to me.
Lead up, got me thinking, babe.
Hey.
Tell me if you with it, cause I'm with it, babe.
Where you at?
I haven't heard from you, and I'm in it, babe.
We make a love this morning.
Just tell me what to do, and I get it, babe.
No more morning show in the country.
Deep crib in the middle of the night.
The Morning Detour. You know we do things. DJ Maddie.
Damn, babe. I can put you on a flight. You know that a nigga like me can change your life, oh, babe. Everything you do is amazing.
I got what you need. You know, Maddie, don't lie. Some of y'all don't do amazing things. Y'all do basic things. I ain't gonna hold you. The Morning Detour, there you go.
Ain't nobody got to go crazy. I got what you need. Everybody think you shy, but I know you a freak, little baby. I've been overseas going crazy. I could tell you love it when we made up. Black and gray diamonds like a radar. Orange peel, your love is real. Love and skills, I need some love and skills.
Swear she tried to stay the whole week. I'm like, oh, nah, she gotta go.
Talk to me. Was that Capella Gray? Talk to me, Capella Gray. Number one show in the country. This is the Morning Detour. Weezy Moon chasing Lambo, the Nigerian princess. Let me go.
It's just the vibe that
this weekend, live for the party, Gussie, Ricky Not Nice, Young Child, Kevin Crown, Noah Power. You know we're doing things. Montreal, my city, here we go.
Yes, I know, but I can't be what you want. They all have the same story. They all want me to themselves, but I'm a...
She don't want to go tonight. She don't want to be alone. She would rather me turn on my phone. Don't take me high off.
Montreal, my city, call us up, call us up. We're giving away one ticket to Made in the 90s. Tomorrow night, DJ Cass brought to you by Wipka. We're giving away two tickets for Life of the Party. Noah Power, Young Child, Kevin Crown, brought to you by Gussie. Ricky's Not Nice. Call us up. The number is 514-448-4013. 514-448-4013. We're giving away tickets Made in the 90s. Life of the Parties. The Morning Detour. Keep it locked.
She won't waste no time. She don't want nobody else. I know. But I can't be what she wants. They all have the same story. They all want me to themselves, but I'm a
careless bad man king. Y'all them crown me king. Yeah, me a three best friend now. These trust them. Many next friend watch. Some test them. Get alright. Keep right them white. Then we make alright.
Hello, good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Morning Detour.
Oh, hold on. You gotta bring your energy up a little bit more for us this morning. You gotta bring your energy up for us a little bit. Don't be calling them. She came with a sexy voice. She writes for Zane. She's like, hey, what's up, Morning Detour?
Because I'm still lying down, just relaxing and enjoying the vibe on the radio.
Okay. Where are you calling from this morning?
I'm calling from Kotelo.
Okay, all right. Okay, so you in the end. What you want to do, man? You want to play Name This Song? What do you want to do this morning, Queen? You want to do a riddle? What do you want to do?
I say name that song.
Okay,
Maddie, we're gonna make it challenging. Name that song.
Okay,
and give them something challenging to work with.
Okay. What are you going for? You going for the Made in the 90s party, or you want a ticket for Life of the Party?
Life of the Party.
Everybody wants to go to that Noah Powell thing.
So then make it challenging. That ain't easy.
Okay. Let me know that you can make sure that you can hear the song. So we're going to play Name That Song. We're going to play the song. You got a few seconds to figure it out. Because I know y'all going to be Shazamming the joint.
Don't Shazam nothing.
Play me something, DJ Maddie. Play me something.
Let's go.
No, I got to kiss it, baby. Give it to me. Dig it inside now. You know that I just want to make love.
Woo!
Did you hear that?
No. Hold on. I'm hearing the...
You weren't able to hear the song?
I'm hearing it on the feedback on the radio.
Okay, hold on. Let me play it again.
No, I gotta kiss it, baby. Give it to me. Dig it inside now. You know that I just want to make love.
Did you catch that? Did you catch that? No, but hold on. Give her a chance to answer the song. What's the name of the song?
The feedback on... I can only hear it on the feedback on the radio. Through the phone is like...
So put your phone on mute and then listen to it through the radio. So like that, it doesn't... It won't bounce off on you and give you the reverb that you're getting.
Yeah, we've been getting that. Okay, let me play it one more time
One more time, Queen. Come on, sis.
Put my phone on mute?
Yeah,
put your phone on mute.
Okay.
Come on, sis.
Okay.
All
right.
Got this.
No, I gotta kiss it, baby. Give it to me. Dig it inside now. You know that I just want to make love.
Play it more, man. Okay, did you get that?
I know it.
Yeah, you know the name of the song?
Come on.
Did you get that, Queen?
Next caller, please.
Okay, I hear it. Privacy. What's his name? Chris Brown.
That's the name of the song? Okay, hold on. Marco's gonna
take it.
Yeah, that's it.
Queen.
So we still got one more ticket to give away for Life of the Party. So hold on, Marco, take your information right now.
Yeah. See, we gotta let people know. You gotta mute your phone so you can hear it. You don't have the feedback.
Get her email.
You can hear
the
song.
Get her email.
Learn stuff from my husband.
Okay, we still got.
I need your body.
Hey. So we got a ticket for Made in the 90s, brought to you by Wipka. The number is 514-448-4013. We also got one more ticket for Life of the Party, Young Child, Noah Powell, Kevin Crown. And we also got two tickets for Joker on Thursday, Big Will and Friends. You know how we're doing things. Call us up, 514-448-4013.
514-448-4013. Want you to scream and shout. And baby, we're not deep in it now. I'ma slow it down, cause ain't no speed limit. When we're moving at the speed of sound, we gon' turn all the way up when the lights down. Why you toot toot, goodness sake. Go on, put that booty up, baby, one on one. You know I'ma go crazy when your legs in the air. You know your panties never getting in the way. You know I'm kinda.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, how you doing?
I'm blessed, yourself.
Oh, well, you know, listen, man, we do in the morning show. You know how we do. We got Jack and Try and Think. You know, we're great. Okay, what part of the city are you hailing from?
NDG.
Listen, everybody in DG listen to the show. Have you been to DG Kicks before?
I actually passed by a few times. So it's my daughter, actually, who put the radio on this morning.
Nice.
And was like, we need to listen to CKET. And I just read about you guys in the community contact. So.
You know what, support. Sis? We didn't even talk about that, man. Yes. Yeah, shout out to Ed Brigade and them, man. Put us on the cover of the community contact, man. Right? That's what's up. So you never listened to the Morning Detour before?
Never.
How do you like it?
My daughter just turned it on this morning.
How old's your daughter?
She's 11.
Oh God!
Oh damn!
Shout out to Melody.
Is he? Listen, I want to apologize to you off the top because it is a mature morning show. We're not outrightly just
as a mom. I'm sorry.
No. We're not outright. The word sometimes can be
a little mixy.
Yeah. A little mixy.
Well, we were just listening for the last 2 minutes, really.
Okay, no.
Just
no,
turned
we,
in.
No, we didn't. We didn't do nothing. Okay. We didn't do nothing bad yet.
Not yet. Not this show.
Yeah, we'll be switching the dial soon.
No, don't switch the dial.
So the kiddies late for camp, you know, it'll do. Yeah.
Okay, so we have a few different tickets for you this morning. So we have 2 tickets for Joker, the comedy show brought to you by Big Will Comedy. That's on Thursday.
That's right.
We have 1 ticket for Made in the 90s. DJ Kaz will be playing, and that's Wibka. That's on Saturday. And I got 1 more ticket for Life of the Party. That's Ricky Not Nice and Gussie. That's Young Child, Noah Power, Kevin Crown. And that's this Sunday. Mm. What would you like to play for?
This Sunday, Kevin Crown.
Okay, you know what? We're going to do a riddle because I'm tired of y'all with the music thing. Okay. I'm going to do a riddle. This riddle is called Spring Ahead. Mm. Are you ready?
Yeah, sorry. What's that? What is that?
No, I'm going to tell you the riddle, and you got to give me the answer, right? Okay.
Sorry, you're going to tell me?
I'm going to ask you a question. It's a riddle, so you have to give me the answer.
Oh, okay.
I think it's pretty easy. We'll see, because everybody in the room is mad silent. So my shit came off. Okay, what is seen in the middle of March and April that can't be seen at the beginning or end of either month? So what is seen? I'll say it again. What is seen in the middle of March and April that can't be seen at the beginning or end of either month? So the riddle is, what is seen in the middle of March and April that can't be seen at the beginning or end of either month?
The middle.
Yeah, it's
it's the middle.
Okay, is that your answer? The middle? Because the middle is not the answer. It has to be. I'll give you a clue. It has to be a letter.
Yep.
What is seen? It has to be a letter. Now you have 10 seconds after I finish. Read the question one more time.
A.
No, you failed. No.
Okay, wait. Let it screen. It's too early for this, and I didn't have my coffee.
Don't go in the morning, Dito. Unprepared. We're a professional show.
Get your coffee right.
You have to call back. We're doing riddles, because riddles or spelling bee. Lambo's going to pull up a letter. Okay, you're only saving grace. Lambo's going to pull up a word. If you can spell this word correctly in 8 seconds, you will win a ticket.
Let me pull up a word.
You want a ticket to Life for the Party, correct?
Okay.
Life for the Party is what
I'm going to come by the studio soon. Like, we're literally like...
No, don't come by if you can't get the answer right.
I got a word.
All right. Let's go.
Okay, so you're playing for a ticket for Life for the Party, correct?
I'll even tell her what it means.
Okay. Lambo's going to tell you a word, and as soon as she's done saying what the word is...
It's my favorite word.
You're going to have to spell it out correctly to get the ticket. Now, see? We're doing a thing for you because you done failed one question already. Lambo, go.
Oh, auspicious. God. Auspicious.
Oh, goddamn.
Giving or auspicious. Being a sign of future success. Auspicious. 5 seconds. So you don't have enough time.
I'm sorry, I can't hear the word.
Auspicious.
I can't hear the word.
Auspicious. Auspicious.
Okay. A-U-S-P-I-C-I-U. Sorry. C-I-O-U-S?
No.
Ah, goddamn. Back to the music, Maddie. Thank you for playing. Montreal Mindset, we still got some tickets to give away. So we have 1 ticket for Life of the Party, 1 ticket for Made in the 90s, and we got 2 tickets for Joker on Thursday with Big Will and Friends. Maddie, let's play some more music. Let's get back to it. Okay, Montreal, my city. We still got some tickets to give away. Life of the Party, Young Child, Kevin Crown, Noah Power. That's happening Sunday. We have Made in the 90s. This is happening Saturday. DJ Kaz, brought to you by West Island Black Community Association. We got 2 tickets for Joker, comedy show happening on Thursday nights, brought to you by Big Will and Friends. Uh-oh, we got a caller. Pull up another word, Lambo. Hello, good morning.
There you guys.
Hello, good morning. Hello? Oh, okay. Well, call us back. The number is 514-448-4013. We're playing Name That Song. No, we're playing... No, actually, we're playing the Adult Spelling Bee. I apologize. We're playing the Adult Spelling Bee. We have tickets for Life of the Party, 2 tickets for Joker comedy show on Thursdays, and 1 ticket for Made in the 90s, brought to you by Wimka. Let's get it. The number is 514-448-4013. 514-448-4013. The more detail giveaways, you know we do things. Coming up next, the Wave Off Entertainment.
Be open on my feelings for your next girl, man. Me know I wrong, but you never plan. Normally me a wife, me no one side big position. This is not my style and I'm for me done. Be open on my feelings for your next girl, man. Me know I wrong, but you never plan. Normally me a wife. Me no like bone and if you lie, me no forgive. Some feel a little better if I mean cheat with. When you are the wife, you don't know who else in my will. Oh, when you're on the side of you, we might tell everything. Him rate me highly, while me treat me like a wife. He have respect, non text when him beside me. The only thing I say, we low key and we private. And if me see them pan the gun, me have to be
private. Hello, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. I'm calling for a riddle.
Oh, are you sure? You got the answer to this riddle? That's what you want? No, I'm gonna give you something else.
Yeah, I want a riddle. I don't want a spelling bee. I mean, I want a riddle as possible. I have more chance.
give him the riddle. He obviously knows what he's stronger at. But the next person who calls him,
I'm looking at the riddle. I'm trying to get. Okay. This riddle's called the right stuff. So you ready? Okay, first of all, man, your brother, shout out what ends you calling from, fam. Where you hailing from this morning?
I'm from the South Shore.
Okay, I'm big up to the South Shore, man. South Shore, listen, that's what's up. So this riddle is called The Right Stuff. So this is how it goes. It goes, I come from a mine and get surrounded by wood. So it goes, I come from a mine and get surrounded by wood always. Everyone uses me. What am I? I come from a mine. I come from a mine and get surrounded by wood always. Everyone uses me. What am I? The riddle's called The Right Stuff. I come from a mine. Hold on. Quiet in the room, guys. Jesus Christ, man. I'm trying to get away. I come from a mine and get surrounded by wood always. Everyone uses me. What am I? Yo, you've used this a million times in elementary school. There's no way you could have passed elementary school without this tool. I come from a mine. Hold on, what'd you say?
A pencil?
Yes, yes. Hold on. Yo, Maddie, give him a sound effect or something. We got no applause or nothing. Goddamn. Hold on. We're running by our judge, XWAM in sales. The actual answer was pencil lead, but we'll take pencil. Pencil we'll take. We'll take. Okay, so what do you want a ticket to? Life of the Party, Made in the 90s, Joker with Big Will and Comedy. Who you want it with?
Yeah, I feel like laughing, so I'll take the comedy tickets.
Okay. I'm gonna give the phone to my guy real quick. Yo, get his information, get his number, and I'll send him the tickets. Get his email, I'll send him the tickets. Yeah. No, but do it here, because I want to give away one more if I bring you guys on. Just get his email, man. Yeah, Maddie, play some. Yo, man, we got some more. We didn't play Nikki's Beats, but it's on my top, bro. Let's go.
Can't go in a 5 cent slot. My liquor can't take much, but if you want cute, maybe my kids on the top. Just like a pin in a nipple, but the tip slip. Same way, my good up, I'm blessed with the gift. Creep that time, all that nothing, I slip. I'm a full up at the farm, last year never drip. Millionaire man to my ting. Me, I tell a name brand tongue to my ting. Wipe up out microphone, bout me to spit one rhythm. You sing a double track, first and then I sing, right?
Who does no mix with? Queen and commoners will never fit. Some girl a hype and a go on like them in a demand, but next to it them well.
Okay, Okay, hold on. Lambo want to throw something at the pot. We're going to come with Wave off in the table. We're giving away mad stuff this morning. Lambo, what you want to add to the pot this morning?
So what I'm going to add to the pot, I'm going to add it for actually next week's show because I want everybody to tune in, share the show, and I'm going to actually put the whole giveaway on my social media and tag the show. And so next week I'm going to give two $200 gift certificates, so $400 in total for Woosah because the site is launching in 3 weeks. And I want to give away somebody some nice swims.
Eco-sustainable. That's beautiful right. Swimsuit. Yeah, yeah. A lot of cleavage in your swimsuits.
There is a lot. That. Bums and cleavages.
We still got one ticket for Life of the Party, one ticket for Made in the 90s to give away. Let's try that one more time, and then we'll come back with Wave Off Entertainment. Call us up. The number is 514-448-4013. 514-448-4013. From Miss Everybody from Yeah. You know how we do things. Yeah. I want it all, money. Shabba back it down. Heavy.
Who said them up the ad song a street?
Who have the tours? This weekend, Life for the Party, Life for the Party, Gossy, Ricky, let me go. Hold on. Good morning. Hey, you got a nice voice. How you doing?
I'm great. Girls alone.
Where are you calling from this morning?
After the shooting, I think.
Okay. So what do you want to play? You want to play...
MDG.
Okay. Oh, shout out the DG folk on. So you have two choices. You could do a riddle or you could do Adult Spelling Bee.
What's an Adult Spelling Bee?
Okay, well, that's Lambo territory. Good luck with that, buddy. Lambo, I'll kick it off to you.
She sounds smart. That's what I like. I like a smart queen. She's beautiful and smart, I can tell. So the word of the day today is called Logorrhea.
Yo, hold on, where you at?
Logorrhea.
Yo, Labo, your words are mad hard.
They're not.
Can she use it in a sentence?
Yes, she can. Hear the word. I cannot hear the word. Can you say that word again?
Logorrhea. Verbal diarrhea is the meaning of it. It's logorrhea.
The word is logorrhea.
What? And it means verbal diarrhea.
Yeah, logorrhea. It means verbal diarrhea. You got 6 seconds. We're gonna count you down. Logorrhea. Do you want to take a shot at it? Okay. Take a shot at
yeah,
it. Okay, take it. Okay, we're listening.
L A U G O R I A.
Boop.
No.
When you said L A, it's L O.
Ah shit. Okay. Better luck next time. Goddamn. You know how we do things. Listen. One more call. 514-448-4013. 514-448-4013. We're giving away tickets. Life of the Party. Made in the 90s. Call us up. 514-448-4013. We're giving away free tickets. Life of the Party. Gussie. Ricky Not Nice. Young Chow. Kevin Crown. Noah Power. Big things are going on. That's how we close out the summer. Yeah. Call us up 514-448-4013. Yeah. Ain't nobody gotta rate us. Slew them.
When you didn't look, you and everybody alright. Start make little money, now I be a fight. The same motor you are feed, you be a buy. Them friendship are silicone, fake life. Oh God. Where could I cause all of this? Round table talk like them right all mates. The fruits just a beer, yeah, and me water this. Them can't draw me out, me no weed, I chalice. So when you're stacking up the bricks like London, watch who a come round you, watch who a shake on. Watch who a pour your gin, enough of them a pay gone. Them not feel me, no dog, them a waste man. Me no want none of them. For rate me. I be a bad mind thing I go on lately. Me buy the beam of them, start move shake it. Know a long time, them a pre-man neatly. When you did broke, you and everybody alright. Start make little money, now I be a fight. The same motor you a feed, give you be a buy. Them friendship a silicone, fake life. Enough of
for them a come with pretty smile and laughing at your face. Watch it, them a mad because you are run the place. Hypocrites and why you win, watch them a smiling at your face. With them bag a man want kill your argument in your ears. Rate the whole of my friend them, some of them no rate me. Yeah, and fin up not talk, some of them no see it me. Would the mind you push them in a pram like baby? So if I'm money for you, I look no come near me. Me no want none of them for rate me. I be a bad mind thing I go on lately. Me by the beam of them, start move shaky. No a long time, them a pre-man neatly. When you did broke, you and everybody alright. Start make little money, now I be a fight. The same motor you a feed, give you be a buy. Them friendship a silicone, fake life.
My city, we are gonna talk about these young bucks that came here. Or I should say young buck, because you're doing your thing. You're doing your thing in fashion.
Yes.
First of all, come closer, because we're gonna have a real conversation. Because everybody knows I'm a fashion buff.
Yeah, young bucks that talking the mic. Yo, turn your mic, OG. Make sure your mic is properly on you. Yeah.
First, what we're gonna talk about is you're gonna introduce the name of your. Because people need to do this. Because listen, I can introduce your brand, but you know it's something different when. And I realize when I've done interviews, the different thing is when I can give you the intro, but when you give your own intro, it's your passion, it's your soul, it's your fruitfulness, the passion that you have, that people are going to be like, oh my God, I'm going to buy a ticket, I'm going to buy clothes. Sure. So give the intro name, I'm going to tell you what it is. So your name, the name of your company, and what your company does, and if you're black or white owned. See, I'm looking at you, other people are listening to you. We have to break it down.
For sure, that's perfect. So my name is Elingo. I'm an entrepreneur. I model a little bit. I work with my group, which is called We Are Visionary Enterprise, which is together called Wave Off Entertainment. We work together as a group. We work together as a group to basically take the Montreal like culture, fashion, and really take it to another level. So we're really trying to bring the young generation together. And by doing that, we're bringing them together to take it up to another level, like really all go together when we're going to, like, you know, grow up and bring the younger ones with us too, you know. So that's really, like, our whole point. Since it's people my own age, like, I know, like, owners, I know people that are around me, and I really, when I built this with my team, our whole point was really just to get all of us together and show how big when you connect all these guys with different genre, different styles, different connections, different group, ethnic groups, bring it all together, how big we can get in Montreal, right? Just from Montreal guys. So that was really our own point, really.
So you said people your own age. So what's the age demographic? Because now I'm not going to be on radio and be like, how old are you? So what's the age demographic? Are you millennial? Are you like a Z-gen? You know, everybody has a category.
See, I'm a 2000, so I'm a millennial. But
you were born in 2000?
No, I'm 2001.
You were born in 2001?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? You were born in 2001?
Yeah.
Not even, he wasn't even born in 1999.
No,
The height of Rockefeller. You miss Rockefeller. You wouldn't even, how you miss Rockefeller?
I mean, I know about it, you know?
And you know what?
Were you like 16, nigga? Like,
I was
21, calm down.
2001?
21.
I've never met nobody born.
I have kids his age, so I get it. But what we're going to talk about is what you're doing in fashion and how you're trying to change things and you're elevating things in fashion for the younger generation, because we were talking about hate. And there's a lot of hate in our own community. Being somebody who's been on social media for a very long time, let's talk about the generational hate that you go through, but what you're trying to do to break that stigma in fashion and for Montreal and the black community.
Honestly, that's a great question, because Like you said before, I'm black, so I'm it's a black owned business, mm-hmm. and I grew up with I didn't grow up here. I grew out of Ottawa, and I came in Montreal, but you definitely see like a cultural connection between people out here. But people that are out of Montreal sometimes they have like stereotypes from what we are here. So Quebec, they might sometimes be a little bit like, okay, they know like we're all multicultural out here, but mm-hmm. they more like, you know, what they are, and they don't really connect with us. So our whole point was really to, like, give a chance, like, not even just a chance, but bring light, basically, to guys just like me.
Yeah.
Like, young kids that have, like, creativity, that have, like, genuine love to, like, what fashion is, and giving the opportunity to really shine out, like, really show them out. And I knew, like, I had the chance to have, like, a little bit of connection to really create that scene, so... What we created was the Summer Wave Fashion Show,
nice.
Which was a fashion show that really took like prospects from all around the city. So there's guys like, I want to say a little bit of names of the guys.
Yes.
It's like Eccentrics. We brought Culture, which is a really black owned.
Hearts are falling.
Nice.
We brought guys. We bring a lot of guys together, and we basically told them like in our first practice, it was like, look, this what we're trying to do is to put all of us together.
Mm.
We didn't tell them like, okay, look, like you come here and do your thing and then you do your thing. No, we said, we're coming together and we're doing a show. That was the whole point. And when they came through and they accepted, we sent them a letter. We really wanted to be serious, so we sent them a letter and everything. And when they accepted, they knew that what they were building was something great, or something bigger for the city. So that's really what we're trying to do.
Let me ask you, are you trying to do something in Montreal that is very synonymous to like New York Fashion Week, Toronto Fashion Week, Paris Fashion Week? Because I'll tell you, as a designer myself, when you're getting involved in any type of fashion week, you know, you have to, and I'm going to tell you, you know, people don't want to talk about this. You have to invest in yourself. You have to invest in what you believe in. So when people sign up to be a designer, because I'll tell you, to sign up to be in New York Fashion Week or New York Swim Week or Atlanta Fashion Week, you actually have to pay your way in. People don't know that. They think, you know what? I'm just getting invited. The first step is the invite. The second point is you have to pay your way, because there's a lot of marketing and branding that goes behind it and putting together the show. So can you break down what you do for young black entrepreneurs and designers to get into the show? What's the process they have to go through? You don't have to give your rates, because the rates are when they contact you. But it's
the manager! Lambo the manager, yo, she wears many hats. You gotta be careful. You gotta get up early to mess with my Lambo, I tell you that. Where the wings at?
But you have to be able to let people know, because people want to know. And I'm about elevating the youth and educating people, especially in the fashion industry, because it's a very tough industry. I have a lot of years. I'm not going to say how many years to give up my age, but in the industry. So what are the prerequisites that they have to do to get into your fashion show?
So really the way that we processed like the whole fashion show is really every single like clothing brands, every single artist, also they were artists, so every single artist and clothing brand that came to the show and that we handpicked were basically people that we believe that they
can bring the hype.
Yeah, they were like prospect, like they have a prospect side of them, but also that they had the same mentality as us.
Yeah.
So we spoke to them. Like, I feel like I'd say if I really want to answer your question is more like genuinity, like it's really me being genuine, because honestly me as an individual is like like me and my group as individuals, we don't have like a background, like it's not someone like you know, have a big background, you could have done that, you know, we're just young guys who really had like the connections, they came through, but we still handpicked people that still had like, the same mentality as us, because that was important to us. So I think if it was like there was like a criteria, it would be really just like genuinely the connection, the brand, like how is it built on, what is under it, like is it just you doing something simple or do you have a story? There was a lot of
you said something because I've been somebody before getting into designing, I always believe that everybody has a story. And in fashion, there's such a powerful way to convey a story and a message, which is what I did in New York Swim Week. So the fact that you said there's a story. So what I want to tell designers out there, if you're from Montreal, I guess across Canada, if you want to come and showcase, because what I'm seeing that you're trying to do is be very similar to, which all fashion weeks are absolutely incredible, but I'm going to put you in that category. Lambo said it, like New York Fashion Week.
Or what, like Black what Atlanta Lambo, Fashion Week. Hold on a minute. That, what does Lambo said it mean? Is that a new thing?
It's going to be. Apparently it's a new thing. Apparently it's a new thing. People like Lambo.
Just let me know. I just want to know.
Apparently like last week I got like 2,000 messages that now Lambo, apparently I have to have like Lambo Speaks or Lambo something. Apparently now you gave me a name. Actually came from the husband that you perpetuated.
I don't take no credit for no names. I steal everything from ex-wife. I just say it with a sexier voice. That's all.
That apparently people are looking for. So what I'm saying is in the fashion world, what you're trying to do is what many people have been trying to do, which is extremely important. Mm-hmm. But what I want to say is that wherever you are in fashion, mm-hmm. if you have a story, because that's what I'm understanding, you have a story, you have a brand message, mm-hmm. you are showcasing that, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, for sure.
So tell people where they can find you, where they should submit, when is going to be the next show that you're doing, the next showcase, and tell them, tell me your story when you sign up.
So to really be honest, for the next one, we're working together to really find a good time to do it. We definitely plan on doing it next year. Okay. Like, that's one thing that we're sure.
We're available to host, by the way.
Okay. You know, that's perfect. We're going to talk about that.
Very expensive. Very expensive.
I can teach models how to walk.
Yeah, our numbers are high now. But hold on. Before you go, we got to poke fun at Marco a little bit. What's Marco's role in the thing? Because for those who don't know, Marco's a new pretty boy.
For sure.
And you know, can I say this? Because this is where we relate.
Yeah.
I'm new pretty as well. Mm. I've been here for 3 years. Yeah, it's new, it's different. You know what I mean? I wasn't attractive before, but I could talk. You know, I was nice with the ladies. I have the equipment. You know what I mean? Marco, you're new pretty like me. How's it been? You know what I mean? You're wearing the gold hat. You're working under Weezy Moon Chaser. You the next generation. You like Star Trek. You young Kirk. What's up, B?
Well, my...
You got to speak in the mic.
My bad. My association with Wave. Is the basically I was doing this thing called drip contest, and like it's basically like people would send out their fits, and like we would, like I would post it on Snapchat, and like everybody would rate it. And, you know, if the fit is bad, you know somebody would say the fit is bad, and then like.
But do you say the fit's bad?
Listen, I don't judge.
Are you the fit judge? But hold on, quick story for those that don't know, for those watching this on YouTube, share it to people on YouTube. OG Marco's one of our interns. Let people know what happened to you. You covered Oceaga for us for the Morning Detour. Yes.
Thank you.
You got real close to the Burna Boy. Let Lambo know who was the white girl that tried to grab you up and kiss you.
I want
to
know.
In the VIP. What was going on? That's
how
you move.
On my socials.
Oh, shit. Oh, my bad. Oh, shit. Oh,
man. Let me see if I can find her for you. Let me see if I can find her. No. Give me a description. Maybe I can find her.
Bro.
I'm looking too.
All I know is I felt a shoulder.
Oh, you felt a shoulder.
Touch on my shoulder.
No, walk me through it the way I tell stories.
Your shoulder? Did you feel a tug on your back?
Hold on, you got 3.5 minutes. Walk me through it. Okay, so you had the CKT Morning Detour Media accreditation.
Yes.
Yeah.
It actually went through at Oceaga. Wow. We actually got to attend. Wow. Were you able to get to attend? Let's start there.
No, I was just taking. I was just taking pictures everywhere. Like I was just taking pictures. That's the one thing about me. I want to be like a I want to do everything. Like I want to model.
But did they give you access to an area that common folk didn't have access to?
Yeah.
Okay.
But they didn't give us a tent, and I still have a problem with that. So Lambo's coming for you for next year, 2023. Jesus. 2023. I'm coming for you.
They're not gonna invite us to no festivals,
they will.
Bro.
They will.
They're not gonna invite us to no
they
festivals.
They will
man.
Out of pressure.
Because the one thing is though, I got to the backstage for Burna. I didn't get to the backstage for Burna Boy, but I was in front of the stage for Burna Boy. But then. When I went to try to go to the front stage for Future, they didn't let me go.
I want to hear about the girl that touched your shoulder. Did she put her boob in your bag? No.
You got a minute to tell this story. I gotta go back to lingo. Yeah.
So basically, I was going into the front stage. I felt someone touch my shoulder. And then I turned around. I said, and then I keep walking, and she touches my shoulder again. And then I turn around, and she gets close to my face. And she's drunk, mind you. I don't do anything. If you're drunk, don't. Please, stay away from me.
She was thirsty.
You got to tell when a man has that girl, you know. You gotta, when they come on the show, they're very clear about the story.
Yeah. See what happens when you wear a going hat?
And then it's just like, you know, like, please, like, oh, stay over there, like, you know. And then I went, and then I was taking pictures for Burner Boy, and then, you know, and, like, it was really cool because the security guards are, like, tapping me, and they're trying to keep their serious face. They look at me, they're like, yo, take a picture for Burner Boy for me. I said, what? And I'm like, what? I'm like, and then it was just fun overall. Mm. And then
No, that's what's up, so, man. You know what I mean?
Definitely for us, like, Marcos our media guy, you know? Marcos
our media guy. So Marcos, yeah, okay.
Really, so media guy,
let the people know how they could follow you guys, how they could be a part of the whole program. Wave Off Entertainment. Let me tell you, these young bucks are doing things, man. Sure. We always got a plan for the future, and I love seeing young guys doing things because that reassures me that we're good to go.
Yeah. Yes.
We're good going down the line, because after we're gone, after Lambo's gone, at least you guys will hold it down. Sure. And, you guys are welcome on the show anytime. You guys are friends of the show. Yeah, our platform is your platform. We're here for you guys. So let people know how they can connect and what's your future events.
For sure. So social media is Wave Off Ent, so WaveOffEnt. My personal is Elingo Mingo, so Elingomengo. So, yeah, you can follow us. We're on Instagram right now. And, we're going up, honestly, and we're going to keep going up, and we're going to show love to our city.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to keep pushing the culture, pushing the fashion industry, really, in Montreal, and get us all together.
We're going to support.
I need y'all to get all them young chicks in your age group that's doing those Wrangler jeans, that 90s style, that Blossom. Yeah. I need to get that shit all the hell here. Real quick, I got 10 seconds. I love my age group because we're about the even though I hated the one strap tops and stuff and dresses.
But those are fire. Now.
We come from a tight skirt. I come from the tight skirt era. You guys' era is trash. Button all those baggy Wranglers.
Sound. C. K. K.
U.
T. 90.3 FM.
Another reliable communication channel.
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
Good morning and welcome. This is Jazz Amok.